positively unconstitutional. And we're talking to Dave in Massachusetts, and Dave brought up a point that last week I mentioned that, you know, I thought that Germany had won the Second World War. And I meant that in the sense that, you know, the American government has become extremely fascist. You know, the neocons in our government are doing exactly the same things that Hitler was doing before World War II started. At the same time, I meant that, you know, they've taken over the banking structure, the central bank of Europe, you know, the German Jews have, or, you know, the Jewish bankers have, and they've done this through the coal and steel producers of the Ruhr Valley, Germany. And if you know the history of the European Economic Union, that it was started by the coal and steel producers of the Ruhr Valley of Germany, and it was to be a trading treaty with France. And, of course, now it's become a new form of government. And so that's the sense that I meant it. And, of course, Germany now is the financial center of Europe. It's the manufacturing center of Europe. And, of course, it started the economic community, which has unified Europe, you know, ready for, you know, placement into, you know, the one world order, you know, the five blocks of the one world. Is that what you meant, Dave?
Oh, okay, Phil. Yeah, that begins to clarify it, Phil. I thought you meant kind of along those lines. Now, let me throw out this thought, Phil. And then I hope I hope I have time to get to my a solution that I want to put forth. But you know how Paul Warburg said, I believe in 1952. He says, you know, we're going to have world government, and the people can either have it willingly or unwillingly. In other words, they can either take it passively, voluntarily, or it can be you know, shoved down their throat at the end of the barrel of a gun, and so on and so forth. You know, and you know, in other words, in street language, he's going to shove it up our butts. I mean, we can either take it with grease or without grease. You know, it's really in plain language what Warburg was.
We can accept the drugs and appeasement or not, huh? We can go down hard, fighting all the way, dying, as H.G. Wells said, you know, protesting the New World Order.
Yeah, so anyways, this is my thought, Phil, and what you think about this. Now this is only like 7 years after World War II ended. So obviously Warburg and those you know, Judeo anti-Christian international bankster gangsters and everything, they could have had their world order. By, in other words, there's this thesis that these Judeo anti-Christian international bankster gangsters and everything supported and financed Hitler. Mm-hmm. Now they could have had their world order with Hitler. But I can't help but think, and I think just logic and common sense would dictate to me, Phil, that evidently at some point Hitler betrayed them, that Hitler got so megalomaniacal and intoxicated with his own power that somewhere in the, like, because, you know, Brown Brothers Hammerman and Union Banking was actually supporting Hitler even after the war began. So at some point.
Sure he was. Sure he was. And that's another thing, you know, Prescott Bush and Harriman, you know, were supporting the Nazis, lending them money during World War II. And, you know, they're part of the conspiracy. They're, you know, the Bush family is right up there in the middle of all this. You know, they're one of the worldwide families that would be one of the rulers in the New World Order.
Yeah, so in other words, if Hitler was the puppet of these, you know, Judeo anti-Christian, you know, money lenders, a la when Jesus cleansed the temple, you know, right down to this modern day, these are anti-Christ usurers and everything. If Hitler was the puppet of them, if he was the obedient puppet of them, they, you know, Warburg could have had his world order 7 years before, but evidently Hitler turned on them, Phil. Huh?
All right.
Is that your understanding?
I'll comment on that when we come back. We got to go back to break. It's 5 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
But the days are over. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices on 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Welcome back, and we're talking with Dave in Massachusetts, and Dave has posed me the question, did Hitler betray the internationalists, for lack of a better way to put it? And I've read somewhere, Dave, that Hitler's mother was a maid in the House of Rothschild, and that when she returned to Austria, pregnant with Hitler, with Adolf, that she was pregnant. And so the inference was that he was a bastard child of the Rothschilds. And so he was just part of the plan, and I think if you read Albert Pike, and Albert seemed to be either a prophet or he really knew what was going on. He knew what the plan was of the secret societies and how it would all play out through the three world wars. And so far he's dead on in the First World War and the Second World War, and now, you know, these small wars since then. So that's my thinking, is that Hitler was he wasn't supposed to win, it was a way to convince everybody of the horrors of wars and how we should never have another full blown world war again. Does that answer your question, Dave?
Yes, and I'm very familiar, of course, Phil, with Pike's letter there, and what did he write it to Giuseppe Mazzini? I think the letter was addressed to Giuseppe Mazzini. I think that where he outlined the three world wars and everything. I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah, and
been a while since I've read it.
Yeah, so it's I think You know, Hitler didn't get there, didn't rise to those heights of power by accident. So I'm open, I'm definitely open-minded to the possibility that he was, some sort of bastard child of, somebody like Rothschild or whatever. But, just like Clinton,
if you think about it, you know, in every country that, you know, the Jews have come into and out of, and if you understand the history of the Khazarian Jews, that they've come from Turkey, you know, they were driven out onto the steppes of Mongolia because they were so vile. They were driven off the steppes of Mongolia into Russia. From Russia, they were driven into Eastern Europe. From Eastern Europe, they were driven into Western Europe. Finally, Hitler tried to kill them all. And now, every country that they've come in, gone through, has a central bank controlled by them. It's an amazing... And of course, now they have this tremendous Holocaust that they can pump constantly, and of course, most of the lawyers are of this particular faith, and they make all the rules and all the statutes and all the codes, and of course, it's hate to speak against them. And of course, you know, you're anti-Semitic if you speak against them, even though they're not descendants of Shem.
Right, Phil. Now, I'm still holding that thought, a solution I want to put forth, but now you're reminding me of something else that I like to point out to people. That I've never heard anybody say this, and I've been saying this to people, and it resonates with people, but you know, Phil, you know how they put all these laws, they put all these laws on the books, but they never take them off, so that, like, say in the state of Massachusetts, you can go back, and the laws back in from almost the puritanical colonial times are actually still on the books. They've never actually, they're not enforced anymore, but they're still actually on the books. You've heard that, of course, before, right?
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of old laws out there.
Yeah, well, listen.
Car can't go over 20 miles an hour.
You know, that gives even more meaning to what Jesus said about the lawyers, because he says, you know, I'm paraphrasing now, but, in Luke, what is it? In Luke chapter, somewhere in the middle of Luke, but he said, you know, he's saying, you know, woe unto you lawyers, you know, you hypocrites. You heap nothing but burdens upon the backs of men and everything. And then he says something very interesting. And he says, yet you yourselves lift not one finger to remove them. But isn't it so true, Phil, that Jesus is so spot on that these stinking liar lawyers, and these Judeo-anti-Christian lawyers, along with the traitorous lawyers and everything, they've never lifted one finger.
Jesus told us that we would know who they are by their deeds,
They've never lifted one.
These people who have this attitude that we owe them a living and that they're entitled and that they're the rulers of the world and that they're going to make all the rules. You know, that's who they are. This is the people that Jesus was talking about, that we would know them by their deeds.
Yeah, and then a little further down, I think it's around Luke 11 or something, and a few verses down, more around like verse 54 or something. Then he talks about the lawyers again, and he says, you have stolen the key. He talks about the key, that they've got the key, and he says, you yourselves are not entering the kingdom, and you won't let anybody else enter. You've stolen the key, and you're preventing, in other words, Jesus is actually saying, like, they're actually preventing the good people from entering this wonderful kingdom of abundance that Jesus really has for his children here on earth and everything, you know. But these lawyers have stolen the key. They're not entering the kingdom, but they won't let us enter either, Phil, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I agree 100% with what you're saying, Dave. We're going to move on.
Hey,
Dave,
Phil,
thanks for your call.
Can I say that one thought I wanted to say?
Please.
Let me spit this out, Phil, real quick.
Get it out.
real quick, Phil, because you've given me plenty of time. But, Phil, my answer to the... I have an answer to the New World Order. And I hope this catches on, and I think it might. My answer to the New World Order is the True World Order. And the acronym for that, Phil, will be TWO, the word two. TWO instead of NWO. Let us trash and reject this new world order, which is a lie, and let us establish a true world order, And the acronym is 2, Phil. And you know, Phil, 2 is a holy number. It's interesting because, you know, man and wife, or father and son, mother and daughter, river and ocean, flowers and flowers and meadow, birds and sky. 2 is a holy number. So let us reject the New World Order. Let us reject Homeland Security, and let us protect our heartland. Let us defend, let us establish heartland security, and let us hunt down these Homeland Security commu-Zionazis. And let us destroy this new world order and establish let us establish a true world order. Does that resonate?
That sounds great to me.
The true world order. That this great global super Satan can go to hell with that counterfeit new world order. God's children here on earth are going to establish a true world order with the help of all the holiness of heaven.
Well, I'll take that under advisement. And thanks
okay,
for your
Phil.
Call, Dave. You
God
have a
bless
great
you, Phil.
Day. Have a
yeah.
great one.
Yeah, bye, Phil.
And, so, you know, I wanted to offer my opinion as well as his, and I don't have anything, you know, any problem with a true world order, but we have to understand who writes all these laws. Who controls public opinion through the media? Who are the communitarians in our government? And to discover that, I suggest that you read a book called The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations, and The American Decline by James Perloff. And the Council on Foreign Relations, has many members in our government. Almost all Obama is a member of the council. He is a card-carrying member of the Council on Foreign Relations. His entire cabinet is, you know, members. Henry Kissinger, who's the architect of our foreign aid money giveaway programs, who reportedly said that the New World Order lacked only the proper crisis to bring it forth. And he suggested that an alien attack on the earth would be a surefire way to institute the new communitarian plans very rapidly because, of course, everyone would pull together to fight the common enemy. And so, you know, unfortunately for Henry, we don't have that good of a boogeyman as the alien here in his spaceship shooting us up. You know, we've only got Muslim terrorists and a war on drugs and the evil Iraqis and the evil Taliban. That's as good as we can come up with for, you know, destroyers of our way of life is, you know, to call on Islamic terrorism is, you know, the new enemy. And as one of my callers said last week, you know, the government is the enforcement arm of the state religion. So it appears to me that the powers that be are in control of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs in London, England, which is the sister organization to the Council on Foreign Relations. And when you look at the Council on Foreign Relations, you'll see that it has only about 4,000 individuals. And yet these 4,000 individuals make up most of the elected officials, the owners of the big banking establishment, the owners and operators of Hollywood and the media empires worldwide. These attorneys and financiers and banksters and industrialists, they make up between 80% and 90% of the owners and operators of the biggest corporations in the world. And they've conspired to pass their communitarian laws and enslave us with statutes and codes and bills of credits and IOUs and the destruction of, you know, sound money, the destruction of the individual, and the rise of the statist. And they're going to take all responsibility for your life. They're going to decide everything in your life for you, all for the greater good. You know, we go back to these statements about Ezekiel Emanuel. You know, he tries to convince us that communitarianism, you know, should guide our decision on who gets health care. You know, he says medical care should be received for the non-disabled. Not given to those who are irreversibly prevented from being or becoming participating citizens. My goodness. We got to go back to break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to our next caller out there and see if we can find a common ground here. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Hey, every day is the weekend I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And again, I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America. Today's show is Saturday, April the 24th, 2010. I want to invite everybody to stay tuned in the next hour for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. These guys, you know, give us a whole lot of great information every week, and we should tune in and listen to them and really spread the word. That's the thing, is we got to get out there and spread the word to people. We're talking about communitarianism today and this body of laws that's superseding our Constitution. It's positively unconstitutional. You got another caller out there, Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, how are you today?
Finally. You know, if you're not having a whole lot of callers, then I can understand you're letting people like the guy before us go on and on and on, but it's not fair to the rest of us if there are plenty of us waiting online. Anyway, main issue. I do like Dave from Massachusetts, but he goes on. Anyway, you were talking. This guy was earlier talking about the Dusseldorf School, the Dusseldorf
rules
document.
Yes. And I've never heard of it before.
He just mentioned it to you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's part of the Frankfurt School, so I think both of them go hand in hand somewhat. Anyway, that's one issue. You know, distracting people with sex and stuff like that to keep them brain damaged. But I think I really hope you put what you came out with on communitarianism on, a URL or show us a collection of URLs that this, that you excerpted it from, or somehow get somebody else who has a website to put it out and then promo it.
Okay, yeah, and I think that's from Nick Rupani's blog spot.
Well, couldn't you just have it put on?
I think that's
where
it came from. But again, someone emailed it to me. I didn't. I don't know where exactly it came from, but it sounds.
Could you have
like,
Republic put it up as one of their special things in their list of different things to look at?
All right, I'll.
And
I'll see
what
if
would
I
you
can.
Title it?
I'll see if I can do that. Let's see.
Communitarianism and what it is, or what communitarianism really is, or something with the word communitarianism, so I'll find it, okay?
This was what I read was called Lessons in the Hegelian Dialectic.
The whole thing was Lessons from the Hegelian Dialectic?
Yeah, Lessons in the Hegelian Dialectic. Yeah, so if you
from
want to
who?
I don't know. I haven't tried to search that because, again, someone sent it to me, but if you know, you could probably find it just with that.
This was from or... What was the small word?
Lessons in.
In.
The Hegelian Dialectic.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, the other thing is I think that what we're dealing with is an octopus with many tentacles. And.
Oh, absolutely.
And the thing is that to get people involved is very difficult because there's so many different issues going on. And we each grab on a couple of tentacles. Meanwhile, the other ones are running wild. And I'm wondering how possibly we can think of dealing with that issue.
Well, in one of the ways that we're dealing with it is that we have to go to states, you know, like Idaho and Wyoming that have, very few representatives. And we need to take over these states and get real constitutionalists back into Washington, D.C. And we need to use that as a springboard to get more, people who are going to follow the Constitution into office. We need to constantly vote these people out of office, these incumbents that have been there for 20 and 30 years. But, of course, when you control the money and you can just create money at will and you control the media and you can just throw money at the media, you can get anybody elected.
When, well, you know, I think
Barack Obama is evidence of that.
I think the one of the key interesting points was that during the revolt against Bush and the switch, the headlong rush to Democrats, Rahm Emanuel was ahead of the curve, and he put in his own little pseudo-Democrats, and the whole Bush thing kept right on going. So there was seamless integration of the supposedly anti-Republican candidates winning, and then they all just went ahead and went with it. I think there's a serious problem that we have to deal with in as much as whether they're Republicans or Democrat, they're all compromised by the system, by either catching them in sex parties and videotaping them or threatening their family members. And I think that
Look at, a perfect example of what you're talking about. This is the demoralization of our country. I mean, I remember back in, the 70s or the 80s when Barney Frank had a live-in prostitute running a boys prostitution service out of his apartment in Washington, D.C. And they caught him and, he got a slap on the wrist and all is forgotten. It's incredible.
Well, he's an enabler of the system. But I think that, we have to deal with this issue because, It's getting pretty bad, and I still think the problem is that we of the chorus don't know how to sing to the public at large, and this is where we have to really focus because a lot of people are telling the truth, but it's not getting through. I know this is an old issue with me.
According to studies, 87% of Americans get their political ideas from the mainstream media. And that's what we're up against.
Well, I don't think it's quite that scary. I don't think it's quite. I don't know who you're getting that from, but I think what's happening is the dam is really breaking, and the alternate media is starting to take hold in both left and right segments.
I agree, but we've got to go back to break. Hold that thought, Leo, and we'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and we're talking with Leo in Massachusetts about the communitarians. They're in our government. We're surrounded by them. They're making the rules. What do we do?
Well, I guess the problem, as I envision it, is that we're talking about a discomfort zone, and the system is selling a comfort zone.
Well, absolutely right. In fact, you know, the system right now is basically trying to make it law that anybody who disagrees with the system is a terrorist and has no rights. I went to an FBI page the other day that says sovereign state citizens are terrorists.
Well, we should tell them that our founding fathers were terrorists. Put them in the British, you know, stick them in the British mold. Because that's where they belong.
Just like our founding fathers said, we must all hang together, or assuredly we will all hang separately.
There's another whole issue about how we're not really out from under the British crown. Accordingly, supposedly they made an agreement to pay for all the debts of their wars against us as a part thing of being free. So that was kind of a pretty screwy thing once you get into it. You know, we never were our own.
If you look at the American Revolution, Leo, I mean, we borrowed money from France, and the King of England, King George, was the King of France at the same time. So he lent the revolutionaries money to fight against his own troops so that he could forever and ever have a debt owed to him.
Right.
So he used money to fund both sides of the conflict, And, of course, the ultimate goal is to control the United States, win or lose in battle, through debt. And this is the
recurring
primary
theme. It's a recurring theme.
This is the primary weapon of the one world government. And the one world government is using debt. You know, they go and they bust out these poor countries by loaning them money at 30% interest, for Christ's sake.
Anyway,
it's not hard to figure out.
Put out this last little bit. Are you familiar with Frank Zappa?
Sure, I know who Frank is.
He had a piece, I think his second or third album, it was called Plastic People. And it goes like, praise the day and walk around, watch the Nazis run your town, then go home and check yourself. You think we're singing about someone else? But you're plastic people. Oh, baby, now you're such a drag. That was a brilliant little piece of politics, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's political discourse at its best. Plastic people, you know. If you look at The Wizard of Oz, you know, he talked about, you know, the yellow brick road, gold, and of course, he wrote about the silver slippers, and he told us that, you know, the taxpayer identification, the tin man was going to turn you into a machine, and the straw man was going to make you a vessel without a brain, and there was a lot of foreshadowing there, and of course,
don't watch the guy behind the curtain.
Is well, he's the head of the Fed, you know. He's what's his name?
Bernanke, Hanky Panky Bernanke.
Yeah, Bernanke. You know, I like to think more of his predecessor. They used to call him the Wizard. What was his name?
Greenspan.
Yeah, Alan Greenspan. And of course, Greenspan in 1967 wrote a dissertation on the only way that you could keep. You know, the government from inflating your money away from you is to have a gold standard. So,
wow,
of course,
he actually
told the
truth.
Made him head of the Fed, he inflated and inflated and inflated and made sure to steal
everybody's
money. How
did he get away telling the truth?
What's that?
How did he get away telling the truth?
Well, that was before he was given all the power. You know, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
You know who said that? It was Lord Acton, not Lincoln. All right. Anyway, I'll let somebody else get on. Bye.
All right. Hey, appreciate your call, Leo. And we've had Bill in Indiana holding for a long time. Bill, are you with me?
Yes, sir, Phil. Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And how are you?
Fine, thank you. This is my first chance really to call you in. Normally, I get you on the archives and because, you know, Saturday doing gardening work and stuff. But here in Indiana, I got some rain, so I got the opportunity to call. And Phil, let me say that between you and your call-ins previous to me, there's just such wonderful thoughts. I mean, if this was a garden, I mean, there's a myriad of different ways one could go to chime in here. One thing I'd like to say before I actually go into one topic I have is that, you know, if you're taking a survey, I personally appreciate you allowing the callers to develop their thoughts because some of the thoughts are pretty deep. Some of them are pretty expansive. Yeah, I've heard Dave talk for the last couple of years, and I enjoy hearing him. So, you know, no offense to Leo. You know, we're all tied to our opinions. I think he's entitled to his, and I see his point of view. But you know what? I'm 50 years old. I've learned to be patient and wait my turn. So having said that, I hope you don't change. Okay.
Well, and I want to give everybody the opportunity to speak their mind on the show, and I think that's you know, one of the most important things that I can do out here is, you know, throw out an idea and then get feedback and see
Absolutely.
What everybody else has to say about it.
And there's so much stuff here, Phil. Basically my comments at this point on all these topics would simply be to amplify. I mean, I'm right with you. I'm tandem with you on the Kazar thing and all that stuff. What I would like to emphasize is that what America is starting to feel is the aggression, the aggressiveness, the hatred of this federal government finally being turned inwards. We are like a lot of the applications that are being done to America are like the mirror opposite of what's been done to Tsarist Russia. If people want to see what happens to a Christian country when it's taken over by communists, please Google this. Russia number one, 1919. A collection of reports. Bolshevism in Russia. Everything in there, if it isn't happening now, is a harbinger of things to come. They are looking to destroy us from the face of the earth. communists hate many things, but I think two of the things they hate more than anything are God and Christians. If you want to see what communists do when they're in charge of a Christian nation, simply look at Russia. At least 66 million Christians were absolutely decimated, annihilated, destroyed, murdered in a myriad of ways. I mean, Alexander Solzhenitsyn did a gruesome job documenting it. And brothers,
well, no one believes here that, you know, the secret police are going to show up at your door and drag you out of bed and take you to the gulag.
Well, that's what's coming, Phil.
That could never happen in America. You know, anybody will tell you so. If you believe that, then you're crazy.
Well, that's all part of the Hegelian dialectic. They have the two extremes, the communist and the capitalism. And by the time this chess game is all played out, we're right there in the middle where the Rothschilds, where the bankers, where the international bankers want us to be. It's all the chess game. This is where we're going to. You have to just look at the big picture. Understand the fact that they're doing, in America, they're doing it the long march. Russia, they took down in a year and a half. Here, it's the long march.
If you've watched the RBN homepage, there's a link there, I think, to a video by a former KGB guy, Yuri Beremenez or something like that.
Yes, sir.
And he talks about the four steps to destroying a republic. And basically it starts out and it takes a whole generation to demoralize the people.
And they're doing it slow by slow. Dave brought up an interesting
point. And then it takes only 5 to 10 years to destabilize the economy, which we've seen, you know, the S&L crisis and this crisis and that crisis and the subprime mortgage crisis and the CDO crisis. And they've destabilized our economy. And, of course, the last step of all that is occupation. You know, you're going to see tanks rolling the street. You're going to see United Nations trucks. And my thinking is that the food distribution network will grind to a halt, and
yes,
they'll come to your door with a loaf of bread and 10 guns and say, would you like some food? Give us your guns. Or something like that.
Roger that, Bill. I see that possible scenario, too. It can unfold different ways, but... The thing I like Dave's point about the TWO, and when I see this true world order as in the number two, I think of the return of Christ. For we're Christians. We know that Christ is coming back. The prophets, Jeremiah, said, no matter what we are to do is to resist evil, even into death. And furthermore, what we are to do is to stand and occupy. We're not going to beat this beast head on, and if we're part of the Tea Parties, we're part of the righteous groups that are just simply demonstrating and saying that we don't like what's going on. We are not violent. We do not propound. We do not tolerate violence. There's a Google article from Jeff Mapps about the Oregon teacher who deliberately went to infiltrate the Tea Party movement to render it a pariah. Everyone who is part of these good groups, we're good people, we're good citizens, we love America, we love God, we are not here to be violent. If there is going to be violence, it's going to be the federal government that initiates it, not us. We love our country, we love our neighbors, we just simply want our country on a righteous path. These wars are not our interest.
And what frightens me out there, Bill, excuse me for interrupting you.
Yes, sir, no problem.
Is guys like Newt Gingrich,
who
are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, who are clearly internationalists.
Yes, sir.
You know, who want to hijack the voter backlash that's being displayed by the Tea Party.
Same thing with Sarah Palin.
Use that to propel himself into office so that he can keep right on down the same road that all the other internationalists and communitarians out there are forcing down our throats now.
Yeah.
He would just be one. He would fit in just... He and Obama are the same man, essentially. One's, you know, older and gray, and one's younger and black.
Phil, very good. The paradigm that we have here with the Republicans and the Democrats is the same. Is synonymous to the Hegelian dialectic. No matter which path we pick,
it's a nonsense argument to keep us distracted. You know, it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll. 100 channels on the tube. And YouTube with, you know, a million videos for you to sit there and watch mindlessly forever and ever.
That's
more,
sure.
More, more media so you can never think clearly about anything again.
And that's the first thing that Americans need to do is get yourself away from the boob tube, the TV, the Talmud vision, because you watch that thing and what you're seeing, and only what you're seeing, is exactly what they want you to see and nothing else. That is
nothing. Nothing out there in politics happens by accident, does it?
No, sir. And I think, wasn't that a statement attributed to Roosevelt?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt, yep.
Yes, sir.
And he was one of the great criminals in the office there. And, of course, all these people have been members of the Council on Foreign Relations. They're all related to European aristocracy. And we can see where it's taken us.
Well, where it has taken us is, Phil, I'm going to be racial here for a minute, if I may. In the circa 1900, Europeans were approximately 38 to 43% of the world's total population. We are migrating and moving into all the continents and looking to, you know, bring better things to everyone who is there. Now we're single digits. We've lost approximately, if we would have maintained the same percentage of population today as we did then, we're basically missing 2 billion Europeans. This is all part of the Hegelian dialectic. Is all part, this goes back, I believe, this goes back to Genesis 3:15, where Yahweh, the Father, says to the serpent, there will be enmity between you and your seed, and the woman and her seed. This battle that we are a part of right now has been going on since Adam and Eve's time.
Now, it's funny that you mention that, because I just read some things this past week, and one of the things that it talks about is the story of Eve and the apple.
And that's a metaphor, Phil.
The metaphor that he says is that Lucifer fathered Cain.
Yes, sir.
Cain was not the son of Adam, and that Cain, of course, was the evil one who killed his brother Abel.
That's right.
And Cain, of course, wasn't killed by the flood.
No.
And his descendants are the evil ones that we see on the earth today. And as Jesus told us, if we want to know who they are, we just have to look at their deeds.
Phil, I was saying amen when you said that. And if people want to have a little bit of clarification on what you're talking about right here, simply read the book of John, chapter 8. You can't get any clearer than chapter 8, verse 44. When he's talking to the Pharisees and the scribes and the elders, Yahshua Christ said, you are responsible for all righteous murders from Abel to Zacharias. So who killed Abel? Cain. Yes, sir.
And so, you know, apparently this evil has been passed down through the genetics since the very beginning of recorded history, and that's what we're up against.
That's right. The Pharisees, the scribes, course, the elder. Excuse me, Phil, I'm sorry.
And of course, you know, God said that, you know, Satan ruled the world.
That's right. And those ones who hated Christ said, they who are about to kill me, they who hate me forever, and they will hate you too. And the Pharisees, the scribes, the elders who killed Christ back then, their descendants are alive and walking among us today. And like you said, Phil, and like has been said by Christ, you can judge them by their deeds. You can judge them by the fruits. And you don't even have to be a Bible believer. All you have to do is
I turn on C-SPAN, and I see Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Barney Frank. And I mean, you just know who they are. I mean, it's just, you know, they jump off the screen. It's incredible the twisted logic that they try to use against us. It's just absolutely unbelievable.
And Phil, if you would like look at a picture of the Rogues Gallery, you know, it's not just Obama. I mean, Bush was the same way, and Clinton before him. I mean, and you look at the picture of the movers and shakers of the administrations, then you look at the pictures of the Soviet communists, the commissars. That's who the czars are. When they say czars, they mean commissariats. It's not czars as in like the Tsar of Russia. But anyways, when you look at the pictures, it's the same same gallery of rogues as in, that was in Russia is today.
I saw a funny one the other day I thought was really classic, is that the media was calling the Tea Partiers all these names. Oh, they're racist. Oh, they're, you know, violent. Oh, they're un-American. Oh, they're this. Oh, they're that. And, of course, there's no blacks at the Tea Party. It's all white people and so on and so forth. And then Then they had a shot of all the mainstream media people, Rachel Maddow, you know, Bill O'Reilly, all white. And, of course, they're spewing all these names at the Tea Party.
Well, they're traitors, Phil. And, you know, they're taking their paychecks from the Jew-controlled media. They're traitors. They're just like Newt Gingrich. They've sold out for money. It's not even real gold and silver. It's for paper, fiat script money, you know?
The attorneys who are our congressmen and senators are writing the laws for the international bankers who make the script that they get paid in.
I'll go one step further, Phil. I will say that these laws, just like with the health care was written by the insurance...
Right. All right. I appreciate your comments. Man, we're almost out of time. Time flies when you're having fun. We've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
And we're back. We've been talking about communitarianism all day, and I've just checked my callers, and my communitarian expert, Lark, is out there in Texas. Lark, come in. What have you got for me today? We've only got 5 minutes left here, so be precise and tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I'll do my best, Phil. Thanks for taking my call. I have to say, Phil, that I think it's rather critical at this stage in our nation's history and our individual lives to at least repeat this word, communitarian, as often as possible. The communitarians and the the CIA types, the mass brainwashing media types, the Yuri Bezmenov types, they learn something called meme theory, and they learn about memetics. And what we have to do simply is to pound these things home so that people get it. And I hope to God that Republic Broadcasting Network, if no other network in America, unites around this one word, communitarian, so that their listeners will at least understand what it is, because this is the very definition of what we're faced with today. They're quite unified. We are not. And so, for the benefit of your listeners, I only want to say, go to YouTube, do a search, World Communitarianism. Do another search, Communitarianism. Follow the links, listen to the videos. It'll give them a good introduction to this topic. Go back into your search engine and do a search, Anti-Communitarian Manifesto, and read it. If you have to, like I have for the last 5 years, read it five times until you get it. And I just want to say thank you for your reading of Nikki Rapana's article, Lessons in the Hegelian Dialectic. That is a very good article. Her name is spelled N-I-K-I. R-A-A-P-A-N-A. You can find her blog, Living Outside the Dialectic. Thanks for letting me say this, Phil. And I want to thank you for everything you do.
And, you know, again, this is one of the most important topics, you know, that we can understand. Because
let's unite Republic.
This is how they manipulate us. This is how they get the changes that they want. You know, and again, I highly recommend you go out and read the anti-communitarian, you know, manual until you understand it and learn what you can do about it. Of course, I don't plan to go and move to Alaska and live in a tent anytime soon.
Well, either do I, but we've got to get on board with what's going on in the world. We're not going to get this information from our newspapers, published magazines, nor are we going to see it on that stupid boob tube.
Absolutely. You know, they don't want to tell us this yet. In fact, you know, as I read in that article, they don't want to tell people who are over 50 of this ever. You know, they're just waiting for us to die off, and they figure we won't teach our children anything, and so our children won't know, and they'll just gradually slide in and change the rules and change the rules and change the rules until we're done. And we're out of time. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Today's show was about communitarianism. It's April the 24th, 2010. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. Thanks to Lark, and I'm sorry to all the callers I left hanging out there. See you next week on Positively Unconstitutional.